We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen.
What up, though?
When you have a huge blockbuster trade like this one, a lot gets overlooked. Couple things. Andre Drummond might play. You know what I mean? Like, they if you play against Joel Embiid in a playoff series, Andre Drummond's got six fouls for you. He'll get you some rebounds. He's had some good games this year. Also, Seth Curry. Exactly what they need. Joe Harris is hurt. Seth Curry. Shoot 40% for three. The play make a little bit for you. And I don't know if you know this, but Kyrie Irving doesn't play home games. So you're going to need him in Barclays.
Yeah.
You know? Also, Kristaps Porzingis traded to the Wizards for Davis Bertans and Spencer Dinwiddie. This is Dallas saying, we don't like this big, chunky contract. I don't think they're trying to get better with Bertans and Dinwiddie. I don't really understand how Dinwiddie fits with Brunson and Luka, but they got off of that Kristaps Porzingis contract. Will Porzingis ever sort of be relevant again in the NBA?
Yes.
How, when, where?
With the Wizards.
Okay.
Kristaps Porzingis isn't a superstar, but depending on the situation and his health, he has a chance to be a really productive player because of his skill set and his height. Playing in the Eastern Conference, really look deeper into the box score. Really look deeper. When you watch the East, not many five men that are productive.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, not many five men that are productive.
Maybe the best in the league, but there's a big drop off after
right?
that.
Right? So you got Bam and you got Giannis.
You got Giannis out there.
You got Bam, Giannis, and Embiid. And then it's like,
Can't call KD a five, but he plays
then
a
it's
five.
A, then yeah, it's yeah. a huge dip.
Yes.
And so as a seven-footer that can block shots and make threes, he has a chance to make an impact.
Let me tell you another interesting move yesterday that no one's talking about. Because you know I love the Hornets and LaMelo Ball. Montrezl Harrell on the Hornets. Interesting.
Well, I'm going to watch Montrezl Harrell and the Hornets play tonight at Detroit.
Exciting.
I'll be at the game. And shout to first-time All-Star young in his career, LaMelo Ball, going to represent. Also, Jermaine Jackson, my brother, who manages him and coached him and family member, basically, to the Balls. Gonna be at the game with me. And so, like, just off the top of my head, Jacoby, for the Knicks trade deadline, free Cam Reddish. For the Lakers trade deadline, they didn't do anything.
They didn't have anything to do.
But can I say something that everybody else can run with right now? Let me say something that everybody else gonna run with. And by the way, I don't mind being an industry tastemaker. You know why? I come on this show and I say, hey, Jacoby, I'm gonna wear a turtleneck every day until people copy it. And then they copy it. I say, hey, Jacoby, I'm going to wear a hoodie underneath my blazer until everybody copy it. And they ain't going to copy it. I'm going to wear the best frames in the game until people start to copy it. And they copy it. Industry Tastemaker Show. What are we talking about again?
Yourself. That's what we were talking about. How dope you are. We were talking about free Cam Reddish.
Okay, cool. So, if you're the New York Knickerbockers, and you acquire a player like Cam Reddish at this point of his life, at this point of his career, you can't give him DNPs. You know what that reminds me of, fam? When I got to Indy. Like, I'm literally looking at his situation like, man, that's messed up.
It just sounds like Tibbs in the front office ain't on the same page. It's like, we just traded for this player, and we traded players that weren't playing, and he's supposed to play.
And so I'll say that about the Knicks. They'll trade Julius Randle this offseason, in my opinion. For the Lakers,
I got can I fix the Lakers for you. I know exactly what's
Russ got to come off the bench.
You know, you know what's going to happen? Russ is going to come off the team. LeBron was like, this season ain't working. Next year, Russ has got a huge contract, but it's an expiring contract. Right? So this offseason, they trade Russ, get some role players in return, remix the roster, get ready for another push. That's what the Lakers ain't doing nothing this year.
So now I want to give the industry taste-making comment that I now remember that I was going to say.
Great.
That everybody can now run with and copy. You shouldn't be able to buy out players after the trade deadline.
It's true.
You should not be able to buy out players after the trade deadline. They should be they should be succinct. They should be equal.
This should be your roster. This should be your roster.
They should be equal. You should not be able to buy out players after the trade deadline. How am I making trades in good faith knowing that the buyout market still exists?
Goran Dragic, you're not going to play. He's going to get bought out in San Antonio, and then he's going to be on the Bucks or whatever, back to the Heat or whatever.
It's 11:05 and 08 seconds. Now you'll get people saying this point. You should not be able to buy out players after the trade deadline is stupid.
Goran Dragic, because one of the things that you noticed yesterday is a lot of teams like, well, that opened up a roster spot. Like, oh, they traded this, they made this little move and that opened up a roster spot. Do you know why these teams in contention opened up a roster spot? So they can get buyout players.
And I just got to say this into a microphone. It seems like Enes Freedom, who I really like, is kind of getting closer to being out of the league. Now, I don't know if that has to do with him being very outspoken.
I don't think so, Jay.
I don't know if it has to do with his game.
I don't think it's outspoken.
Right, but that's but you know, I'm about fairness. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen him, and I've appreciated the fact. I'm the kind of person that's, even if I don't agree with you all of the time, I'm not mad at people being passionate about things that they love.
Of course.
That they care about, they're knowledgeable about their hometown. Like, I'm from Detroit, I stand on the table for mine. I'm bossing up, I understand that. And so that was a footnote that kind of stood out to me yesterday. Like, man, it seems like one of the better offensive rebounders in the league a few
great
years
hands,
ago
great finisher.
Is getting closer possibly to being out of the league. Marvin Bagley III. Part of my Detroit Pistons. Welcome to Detroit City. Welcome to Detroit City. Going to the game tonight, baby. What else trade deadline? I talked about the Lakers. Russ going to come off the bench. The Knicks need to free Cam Reddish.
Julius Randle. Julius Randle's upset.
You know what? I got an under-the-radar thing for you. I like what the Bucks did. I really like what the Suns did.
Pretty much nothing.
No, I like what the Suns did. They added more wing versatility and defense. I like what the Suns did. But here's a team that I'm liking what they're building, and nobody is talking about. Look at the Pelicans fly!
Yes.
I like what the Pelicans doing with their squad, dog.
Herb Jones, best defenders in the league, he's only played like 50 games.
I like what they're doing with their squad.
CJ McCollum, he can score.
I like what they're doing.
Brandon Ingram, he can score. Zion.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He can score. He almost averaged 30 last year.
Valanciunas.
I like what they're doing, man.
Those five. Imagine Zion gets healthy. Imagine.
I like what the Pelicans are doing.
CJ gets healthy. They get some games together.
I like it. I like what the Pelicans doing, man. Shout out to my little brother, Willie Green, their head coach. And so, like, the trade deadline was fast and furious, but you should not be able to buy out players after the trade deadline is expired.
You can buy them out, but they just can't get picked up.
You can buy them out, you just can't add them. I don't like that for integrity of the game reasons. And let me tell you, the first situation that I felt like it started to really, like, affect the game, when the Boston Celtics did it, when they added Sam Cassell and P.J. Brown. I remember this vividly. Mm-hmm. I was like, you could do that? You know what I mean? I was like, you could do that. It's like when Joe Ingles got traded hurt. I'm like, you could trade somebody hurt?
It was like the day after he got hurt.
Hey, man got surgery last night. You traded him today? I just rude. You know what I'm saying?
Was Gasol a buyout when he went to the Raptors? I don't remember if he got traded. It was a buyout.
But I just remember when the Celtics did it with Sam Cassell, P.J. Brown that offseason. And then that's when it really started to become a thing when Danny Ainge was making that happen. I like what the Celtics did yesterday also.
Got Tice back.
Mm-hmm. I like what the Celtics did too. And by the way, Boston Celtics, the dumbest thing you will ever do is break up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. You will not draft a player that's better than either one of them.
They're not going to do that.
I promise you. You will not draft
a
player.
They're not the problem. The problem isn't Jason.
Correct.
Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Listen, you will not draft a player better than either one of them. So this idea you're going to break him up is just stupid. And so I hope that's not going to happen. But again, it was a lot of great theater yesterday in the trade deal.
A lot of great theater yesterday on my timeline when the Kings clip was put out there.
Yeah, Sacramento, let's talk about that.
Sacramento's mad at us, Jay.
Sacramento's mad at us. Let's get Sacramento.
Sacramento's mad at us.
Let's get Sacramento.
You know, so we're talking about the trade between Halliburton. You know what I mean? And I love Halliburton so much. And they got Sabonis back.
Love Halliburton.
I didn't like that trade for the Kings, right? I mean, Halliburton has so much potential, such a high ceiling, such a great player, such a mind for the game.
I'm flying to Indianapolis, Indiana to watch Halliburton play.
Okay.
Please continue.
So you said that Sabonis was coming off his contract this year. Not true. He's got another year. And that Halliburton was getting DMPs, which he didn't.
He started a lot of games.
Factually incorrect.
Yes.
Sometimes we're factually incorrect on Jalen and Jacoby.
Sometimes you're factually correct on any show.
And you know what? I don't make excuses. I say Sacramento. I apologize.
I'm sorry, Sacramento.
I appreciate your passion.
How about this?
How about this?
We're the only show that's going to talk about your team.
We got your.
Right, I mean,
chocolate in the background.
Right,
every day. Every day, Jason Williams in the background.
And Macy Edward Christopher Weber's from the D. You know what I'm saying? He put on for Sacramento.
I love Sacramento. Sacramento, I appreciate it. I appreciate your passion. And again, I don't mind getting trolled.
It doesn't affect
me emotionally.
But here's the overarching point that I want Sacramento to understand. Jalen is mad that y'all gave up on Halliburton because if y'all haven't watched this show, he's really good to me.
Yes. At 38 this year.
He's really good to me. And if I see that he's really good and I ain't at practice every day and you're watching him every day, why would you give him up at this point of his life on a rookie deal? That's just not smart.
I do not like that.
That was the overarching point.
Yes.
And when I say Buddy Hield's a flamethrower, you gotta read about that.
They're like, it's the worst shooting season of his career. That doesn't mean he can't shoot.
Buddy Hield can shoot the ball.
Doesn't mean he can't shoot.
Like I know that... Whatever the percentages are, cool. Like, Buddy Hield can shoot the ball.
Yes, he can.
You know what I'm saying? A volume shooter and a percentage shooter. And by the way, who can double teams on Sacramento to give them open shots?
Nobody.
Yeah. So for the Kings beat writers and the people on social,
shout out to y'all.
Shout out to y'all. Love y'all. Keep us honest.
Love you. Big shout out to y'all. Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
I want to talk to you about some bets I put in.
Okay.
Because you got to put the bets in now. Again, if you are in a state where it's legal to gamble, don't wait. Don't wait till kickoff. Those apps are going down.
They're going down.
Don't wait. Don't try to live bet this thing.
The servers
don't work.
Because you ain't around.
If you got bet on Saturday, on Friday, you got to do that.
World's upside down.
So, Jalen, I was scared of the 4 points. I could see this being a 3-point football game, and they're good at setting the lines.
Going down.
So I didn't take that. But if you take the Rams money line, right, you don't get great odds. So what did I do, Jalen Rose?
What'd you do?
Rams money line plus a Cooper Kupp touchdown. See what I'm saying? Rams money line plus an Odell Beckham touchdown. Rams money line plus Matt Stafford over passing yards. When you combine those in the same game parlay, you get pretty good odds. I'm scared of that 4 points. That was my strategy on this. I think the Rams are going to win. I think the Rams are going to win big. However, I could see a last-second touchdown taking that from a 10-point lead to a 3-point lead, and then you lose all your money. What do you think about that strategy?
I believe that when I get confused, I go with the team that's going to look at this year as a failure if they come up short. Mm-hmm. And that's the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
The Cincinnati Bengals and their fans are going to celebrate making it to the Super Bowl. They had 2 wins, 4 wins, and now they're in the Super Bowl. And we now feel like, I remember when I remember when Dan Marino, came into the league and he went to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking,
oh, they're going to be there every year.
AFC's locked up.
Every year.
And I got to tell Cincinnati something. This might be the only freaking time y'all make it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again. This might be the only time y'all make it.
Do you think the Bengals are better than the Chiefs?
No.
Do you think they're better than the Bills?
No. But they beat them.
They beat them.
They beat them.
They beat the
Chiefs.
But
you know what else? There are times where I play the game and I beat Michael Jordan.
Of course.
And I beat Shaq and Kobe.
Of course.
I ain't better than them.
No. But that's the thing. Do you think they're better than the Titans?
No.
I don't think so either.
No, not
with Derrick. Don't get caught up in the moment. Don't get caught in the moment.
Derrick just came back, yeah.
And remember, that was a close game. That ended in a field goal. McPherson at the buzzer. You know what I mean? Like,
so, in other words, this might be one shiny moment.
If you can't protect Joe Burrow, if you can't keep Joe Burrow from getting sacked 9 times in a game, you might end up like last season. So, enjoy this.
I like your bets. I like your bets. I'm taking the Rams and the points.
-4.
I'm taking the points. I'm giving the points. For bets, Joe Mixon is getting a rushing touchdown. Aaron Donald, while he gets up the field like no player ever, there are times when he gets up the field and they run right behind him. And that's going to be a chance for Joe Mixon to do that.
In terms of gambling, there's a lot of like sack things, but with Donald, he affects the game, but it's not always quantifiable.
Right.
He gets doubled a lot. He pressures a lot, and they throw it away because he chases them. Like, he doesn't always get the sack, which is why I wouldn't bet on that.
And by the way, speaking of sacks, shout to my brother Richard Seymour, who just got in the Hall of Fame yesterday. Did you know my daughter, Richard Seymour's daughter, play on the same volleyball team?
Oh.
The last couple of years. True story. Hanging out with the big fella. Can't wait to celebrate him getting into the Hall of Fame. With that being said, Joe Mixon, rushing touchdown. I would say, don't overthink this, Cooper Kupp, receiving touchdown.
See, you don't get great odds on that stuff. So what I did, I said Rams money
parlay,
line.
Parlay.
Rams money line, parlay, Cooper Kupp, touchdown. +117.
I like it.
+117.
I like it. Ooh, and I like it.
So I did a lot of Rams money line parlays. Everybody, gamble safely. Be responsible on
Enjoy
Super Bowl
Sunday. Enjoy Super Bowl weekend.
Remember, you got to go to work on Monday. You know what I mean?
Unless you're in Cincinnati.
Enjoy your food that you're preparing. I've got 48 wings just waiting for me in my freezer.
Hold on. Let's just do a couple of tips.
Okay.
Don't go to a Super Bowl party and not bring something.
I mean, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I'd stop at the ATM and get $200 and just give it to
them. And don't leave a Super Bowl party without taking something to go.
Oh, no, I'm not taking anything. I don't like leftovers.
Blacks take leftovers.
I know. I'm white. I don't know if you know that. The last 10 years.
I don't know if you know. Bill and his wife still mad at me for taking leftovers.
Also, don't start drinking at noon. Game's at 6:30. You know what I mean? Like, don't start drinking at noon.
No, you just got to pace your drinking. That's a good, champagne.
You gave me a look. You gave me a look when I was like, don't start drinking at noon. You gave me a look like, I don't know, Jacoby.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. That's like the champagne phase of the day. You know, mimosa phase of the day.
You're like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's that phase of the day. It's the sangria phase of the day.
I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking because I got to take notes. We got to talk about it
tomorrow. No, you got to be a dad. No.
Joey out of town.
That's Zachary.
I'm in front of this.
Zachary.
Got the babysitter coming.
Zachary, you got
the babysitter coming. I don't want to watch with the kids.
Zachary,
got the babysitter coming. Babysitter coming. They watch in the living room. I watch in the bedroom. We'll be back on Monday. Wrap up the Super Bowl. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not done. We're not done. Like the Blastmaster KRS-One once said, on your favorite podcaster's favorite podcast 10 years in running. And you know that because we got our own theme song. We have our own franchises. Soft Move or Boss Move. Cultural or Regional. Keep it moving. We are not done. Got to give the people.